And for some footy tipping, Geelong great Buddha Hocking. Morning, Buddha.
Good morning, Mark. Good morning, Millie.
Good morning, mate. Look, it's a funny old round, this one, with lots of changes to the AFL, obviously. How do you think the players would be feeling, and what sort of things would the leadership groups be saying to the players, do you reckon, at this stage?
Well, they've been here before, Millie. Last year we went through the horrible COVID situation, but teams would be planning. There's a few teams on the road at the moment, Carlton, Essendon and Richmond. They would, I think, at this stage be planning to stay a little bit longer. I think players would be a little bit flat. Here we go again type scenario for them. We don't really want to go into hubs, although we understand that we have to. But and there's also players that, as you would know, would thrive on a crowd. And there's a few games in Melbourne this weekend that don't have crowds. So that would affect some sort of players too in their performance. And I know that's you're saying, well, why wouldn't you get up just for the game? But they do thrive on sometimes kicking a miraculous goal and, you know, the crowd jumping out of the seat. Some guys get a little bit excited about that than other guys. So it's an interesting round with all these changes and that, but the players will have a job to do.
They certainly will. We're pulling up the couch in front of the good telly tonight for the game of the round, possibly the year. Let's get into the tips. Doggies in Melbourne tonight at Marvel, 10-8 bounce.
Yeah, top of the table clash, 1v2. Melbourne have actually won the past five meetings, so they're 3-2. But Treloar's out, English back in, the big ruckman, and he's been in really good form. I'll go with the Dogs.
Ooh, right. Okay. Collingwood Geelong MCG Saturday.
Well, Duncan out with a concussion, and the young boy Holmes comes in. A big blow for the Pies with Adams out. The Pies were warm last week. They need to get a little bit hotter. The Pies tipping the Catters.
All right.
Yeah. Brisbane GWS at the Gabba.
Brisbane at the Gabba, Mark.
Absolutely.
Brisbane at the Gabba. Saints and North made at Marvel Stadium.
Well, St Kilda, as we know, 111-point loss last week. They've made massive change. Now, a couple of those have been forced, so the pressure is on Brett Ran and also his St Kilda players, but I'll tip them to get up over North.
Terribly cruel meme during the week on Facebook. I saw that St Kilda players were keeping 1.5 metres away from North players. They're already socially distanced.
I love that.
Gold Coast Hawthorn SCG Saturday.
Yeah, Mark, this game was on, and then it was off, and now it's back on. So how would you be the players and the coaches and all the staff? Are we going to play or we're not going to play? But, look, I think Gold Coast Hawthorn are in a bit of a poor patch at the moment. I'll tip Gold Coast.
Okay, West Coast Essendon.
Yeah, string it back for Essendon, and you're back for West Coast. So I'll tip West Coast.
All right.
West Coast.
We're going to Sunday, one of the games that's been moved, Richmond-Adelaide to the Giant Stadium in Sydney.
Yeah, this is a really big game, this one. So I'm tipping Richmond with Cochin, Prestia and Bolton Bay. I'll go Richmond.
All right, Blues and Swannies, SCG 320 Sunday.
Yeah, another really difficult game, this one, to be able to pick, I think. Hickey out for Sydney. So I think, and look, Carlton sort of building a little bit, but underachieving, go with Sydney.
Right. And the last one, we're at Adelaide Oval for Port and Frio, Sunday twilight.
Well, they've dropped their heart and soul, Mark. They've dropped Hartlett, which is a big shock to me. He's quite a quality halfback, a ripping guy. But I'll still tip, I think, Port Adelaide to beat Frio over there.
Lovely.
Nice. Thank you, Buddha.
Bye.